Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it is Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And as Todd was saying, that's my son that introduces this program, friend. I'll tell you, we want to be a blessing, Debbie and I do, more than we can tell you, more than we can express at times. And, well, we want to be that today. We want to be a blessing to you, but I'll tell you what, above that, I want to bring glory to God. That's what this is all about. That's what being a Christian is all about, is it not? We get the benefits of Christianity. Oh, we do, and I'll preach on that sometime or another, but I'll tell you what, this Christian thing is about the glory of God. It's all for Him, friend. He'll not share His glory with another. It's all for Him. It's by Him, through Him, for Him, and to Him, the Word of God would teach us. Well, I've opened my Bible to the book of Jonah. What a great book that is, right after the book of Obadiah, right before the book of Micah. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum is where you'll find it, one of those little books at the end of the Old Testament. And I'm going to read 1, 2, 3 verses maybe here out of the book of Jonah and take a thought that God has laid on my heart, and I trust it will be a blessing. I trust that it will be a blessing. Hey, can I tell you this, just in preparation for the message? If you're in the wrong place, you can get in the right one, and I'm glad for that. Well, Deb's going to do a song. She's got it queued up right now. The title of it is This Path I Take. And if you're on the wrong path, you can get on the right one. If you're on the broad road, friend, there's a narrow one. You're going to a place of destruction. You can end up going to a place of blessing if you get in the right place. Enjoy this song.
Many have gone before me.
to ask you all a question that are listening this morning. The path that you're on that leads you to your eternity, is it a place? Is it a place that you really want to spend eternity? I mean to tell you, is it, listen, there are only two places in eternity. There's a place called heaven. There's a place called hell. Listen, friend, that's all there is to it. We believe that with all of our heart according to the Word of God. And if you're on the wrong path today, you can thank God. Get on the right one. In the book of Jonah, I told you I was going to read out of the book of Jonah. In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading verse 1 and read down through and at least verse 3. The Bible said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise. Now watch this. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But, boy, isn't that a great word? I love that word, but. I'm telling you, friend, you when you find the Word of God, you ought to see what's on both sides of it, because there's right and wrong. I'm telling you, it's an important word. He said, but knowing what God said, knowing where God wanted him to go, knowing what God wanted him to do, the Word of God said, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof. Now, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm telling you, there's preaching all over the place in that passage of Scripture. I mean to tell you, there's so many things to say, so many lessons to learn, so many truths that God puts in the Word of God in a short space and with just few words, but I want to talk to you about the right place. I'm going to talk to you about the right place. Hey, if you're in the wrong place today, thank God. Like I've already told you, you can get the right place. You can get the right place if you want to. It's not that hard to do. You just have to want to. You have to be intentional. You have to, if you're a man listening, you know what a man hates? To admit that he's lost, doesn't he? I don't know if a man would ever admit that he's lost, and I just say that tongue-in-cheek, we do. I've been lost before. I'll tell you, until you realize you're in the wrong place, you'll never get to the right place. I'll tell you that. Probably everybody that's got any age on them at all, and even the young ones, if you will be honest, probably everybody that I'm talking to today, everybody that's listening to this old country preacher, whenever they may be hearing this message, if you'd be honest, you'd probably have to say, you know what, preacher, I've been in the wrong place before. I've been in the wrong place. Hey, look, at one time or another, we've all probably gone to the wrong place. We probably missed a turn. Probably took the wrong road. Probably failed to read the right kind of sign. Probably maybe we misunderstood. Maybe somebody gave it, hey, I've got GPS. I've got GPS, or even got Google Maps. Isn't that a good thing to do? And if I'm not careful, friend, if I'm not looking directly at that thing, I'll miss the turn. I'll make the wrong turn. Maybe somebody, you did it accidentally. You ever accidentally ended up in the wrong place? I mean, you intended to go to the right place. That was your intention. You wanted to, but you didn't. Bless God, you didn't. You ended up in the wrong place. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. You may have gotten to the wrong place, but because of the grace of God, thank God, you don't have to stay there. You can make a U-turn. You can turn around, friend, if you're out of the grace of God, if you're out of the will of God, if you're out of the place God would have you to be, or where even you need to be, thank God. I'm telling you, because the throne's occupied, because the cross is bare, because the tomb is empty, thank God, you can get to the right place today if you choose to. If you choose to. I'm glad for that, aren't you? Do you know what the Word of God tells us about a lot of people who were in the wrong place? The Bible doesn't go very far to tell us about a man to the name of Adam, a woman to the name of Eve, that got to the wrong place and made a wrong decision. And they decided that they would hear another voice besides the voice of God. They decided that they, instead of obeying the Word of God, would disobey the Word of God. They decided that maybe they were was something better for them than what God had already given them. And you know what they did? They ended up in the wrong place. Hey, if that's you, if you made the wrong decision, if you've listened to the wrong voice, if you've leaned the wrong way, if you've disobeyed, hey, I'm going to tell you something. You can get to the right place. You can get to the right place. Now, we're going to look at three men. We're going to look at three men of the Word of God. Friend, listen, that got to the right place and was blessed by it. A man by the name of Moses, a man by the name of Elijah, and this man by the name of Jonah that we started with. I don't know how much of this I'll get said because I don't have all the time sometimes I want, let alone sometimes all the time that I need. But I'm going to tell you something. Getting to the right place always costs us something. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, look, you just don't float to it. You just don't accidentally arrive there. You got to pay attention. You got to be intentional. You got to watch the signs. You got to hear what God says. You got to be sensitive. You got to lay down your rebellion. You got to be obedient. You can't do it your way. You can't go your way. You got to go God's way. If you want to climb the mountain, get the Word of God, the blessings of God, be in the presence of God, you got to go God's way. If you want to find God's provision, God's best for you, God's blessing for you, God's miracles for you, listen, you've got to hear God, you got to heed God, you got to go where God tells you. And I'm going to tell you, friend, if you want to see great things done in your life, you can't go the opposite way that God tells you to go. I read about a nation that was delivered out of the land of Egypt's bondage. They'd been there for better than 400 years. And you know what they did? Do you know what they did when they got in the wilderness? They decided that they'd stay there. Isn't that sad? Instead of getting God's best, instead of going to the land of promise, the land that flowed with milk and honey, you know what they decided? They decided they'd stay in the wilderness. Isn't that sad? You know why they stayed there? Because of unbelief. Oh, there was rebellion in their heart. There was sin in their life. But I'll tell you, they stayed there because they had a lack of faith. They had a lack of faith. Poor old Peter. Oh, I love Peter. Thank God for for Peter. Isn't he amazing? God chose him. The Lord chose him after a night of prayer. Even changed his name, called him Simon. The Word of God refers to him as the son of Jonah, Bar Jonah, the Bible said. And Peter found himself one day of the day of Jesus' crucifixion, found him in the wrong place. Isn't that something? Jesus said, listen, the prophet said, I'll smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Well, that night in the garden, when they came to arrest Jesus, instead of Peter scattering, he followed the Lord afar off. The Bible said, and that'll preach right there. He ended up outside Caiaphas' house watching what was going on the inside. And you know what Peter did? He ended up the wrong place, friend, I'll tell you. Here's how he got back to the right place. He went out and wept bitterly. He went out and wept bitterly. And I'll tell you, if you read Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 especially, and you can go on through there and read more about Peter, you'll find that he got in the right place. Isn't that good? Well, I'm telling you, I know I'm talking to people that have been in the wrong place. Maybe, sir, ma'am, you're in the wrong place right now. You're in the wrong place. You made the wrong decision about something spiritually. You may be a man of God, and you say, what in the world am I doing at this church? I left where I should have been. I've stopped doing what I should be doing. Hey, I'm going to tell you why. It's not all over because you made a bad decision, because you made a bad choice. That's what the grace of God is about. That's what the mercy of God is about. That's what the kindness of God is about. And I'm telling you, if you want to get to where God blesses, you want to get to the best place, just do what old Peter did. Go out somewhere, find you a place to weep a little bit. Get bitter in your spirit and say, oh God, I'm sorry. But look over in the book of Exodus chapter 24, verse 12, God was talking to a man by the name of Moses. He had chosen him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Oh, what a great man that he was. And oh, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, took them through the Red Sea, brought them at the foot of Mount Sinai, and brought them there to bless them. Listen to what God told Moses in verse 12. I love this. Two little words I want to emphasize. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up. I look at that now. Come up. He said, come up into the mountain. Be there. You know what Moses had to do? And oh, what a great passage this is. When he went up there, God gave him commandments. God was getting ready to give him the Ten Commandments. Those two tables of stones that had the Ten Commandments written by the finger of God upon them. You know what he had to do? He said, watch this. He said he had to come up. He had to climb. Thank God that's what Moses did. He had to climb Mount Sinai. And I believe, if I remember correctly, and somebody write and let me know whether I'm right or wrong, would you do that? Be that kind to this old country preacher. I believe he climbed that Mount Sinai seven times. Isn't that amazing? Seven times he climbed Mount Sinai. And boy, it was worth it, was it not? It's worth it to get out of the valley, get where God is. It's worth it. I had to go up and hear what God had to say so he could come back down to God's people and give God's people the message. Isn't that wonderful? Come up. That's what he said. Some of you all need to come up just a little bit. Or you've gone down like Jonah did. You've gone down to Joppa. You've gone down into the boat. You've gone down in the belly of the whale. You've gone down to the base of the mountains. And it's time, sir. It's time, ma'am, for you to come up. God's calling you up. And you know what you've got to do? You've got to be there. God said, there's a place, Moses. If you'll come up to it, I'll give you something. If you come up to it, Moses, I'll bless you. If you come up to it, Moses, if you do your part, bless God, I'll do my part. I like that, don't you? I like that. I could stay there the rest of the day on that, but I got to move. How about that man by the name of Elijah? We find him, especially in chapter 17, 18, in the book of 1 Kings. I know he's on beyond that, and don't take me wrong, I could even look to where God brought him out of a cave, where he went by and even chose his successor by the name of Elisha. A lot of things to preach about Elijah and Elisha, is there not? But I can tell you something. Oh, Elijah learned some lessons. After he went, chapter 17, the book of 1 Kings, to Ahab, out of the palace of the king of Israel at Samaria, told him, said, listen, buddy, because of you and your wife, Jezebel, the fact that you're leading Israel to worship Baal and to forsake the one true God, he's going to shut up in the heavens. There's not going to be any rain for 3 years and 6 months. Well, God told him, he said, listen, Elijah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get there to the brook of Cherith. Oh, you go there and you stay there. Now listen, when you get there, I'll take care of you. Can I tell you something? If you want to know God's provisions, you got to be obedient to God's direction. Thank God. He said, you get there by the brook of Cherith or Cherith, however you say it. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you drink the water of that brook, and I'll even order the ravens, and they'll bring you bread and meat in the morning and in the evening. I'm going to tell you something, friend. If you want to learn God's provision, you know what you got to do? You got to be there. You got to get to the best place. Do you hear me? If you feel like you're living in a parched land, if you're dry, bless God, the Bible says the ways of a transgressor is hard. So if you're at the wrong place, you can get to the right place, and you can begin to feast again and bask again on God's provision. But can I tell you something? Oh, Elijah had to learn something there at the brook of Cherith. He had to learn that he was nothing but a dried up river. Thank God. I'll tell you, listen, it's not in me. me and you. Do you hear me? But it's in the God that we put our faith in, to where we get the provisions, where we get from the wrong place to the right place. Oh, I'll tell you, listen, you might be in a good place. That's where Elijah was when he went down there to Ahab's house, the palace at Samaria, but there's a better place. I don't know about you, but I want to get from not only a Sears advertisement, they were still a big business, the good, better, and the best. You know what? We might have the good of God, but I want the best of God, don't you? I want something better, thank God. I want to climb up like Moses a little bit higher, and I want to go where God says, listen, I'll provide for you there. Well, after a period of time, maybe about a year, the brook of Cherith dried up. You know what God did? God sent him to an impossible place, under an impossible situation, so God could do an impossible thing. He said, here's what I want you to do, Elijah. You headed on up about 100 miles up to Zarephath. You get up there, and I want you to go to a widow's house. My, I don't have time to explain that. And he said, there, I'll provide for you. Isn't that something? You talking about learning lessons? Elijah had to learn that he was just like a dried up brook and an old empty mill barrel. But if we depend on God, you know what we'll do? We'll get God's provision. Isn't that wonderful? We'll learn that God is able. Listen, thank God that calls us to stick our head down in an empty mill barrel and sing, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Oh, listen, friend, if you want to learn, if you want the best, if you want to get in the right place and learn to bless from God, you can do that. You can do that, friend. You can do that. Look at old Jonah. I wish I had more time to develop all three of these men, Moses, Elijah, and Jonah. But look at old Jonah. Isn't that amazing? He heard clearly from God. God said, here's what I want you to do, son. I want you to go. I want you to go now to your enemy. Basically, that's what it is. I want you to go to that people that's caused you a lot of trouble, that people that's come against your people, that people that's come down and ransacked your nation, your territory, the land and people that you love. And I want you to go to their city. I want you to preach a message, an 8-word message. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to do something. I want you to go to tell them, hey, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. But you know what old Jonah did? Jonah said, no, listen, I'm going to rebel. I'm going to go against God. You know where he ended up? He ended up down in the fish's belly. Isn't that something? Somebody said, oh, preacher, a whale can't swallow a man. Well, I want to tell you something. You ask the whale and Jonah, bless God, and you see what they say. The Word of God said, listen, if the Word of God had said Jonah swallowed a whale, I would have believed that. Do you hear me? But I want you to know Jonah was wrong. Thank God. He was wrong before he got right. That's what I want you to know. Jonah was wrong before he got right. I'm telling you, when he did, the results of him getting right were amazing. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know where you've gone wrong. I don't know where you've taken the wrong direction. I don't know where you've gone on the wrong road. I don't know what you've chosen that's wrong. Maybe it's a relationship of some kind. Maybe it's a spiritual decision of some kind. But can I tell you what I've already told you, thank God? You can get to the right place. You can get to the right place. There was a prodigal son. You know what he did? He left father's house. Ended up in the pig pen, did he not? Ended up in the pig pen. Boy, that was the wrong place, wasn't it? He'd tell you that was the wrong place. He'd say, boy, you don't want to go to the pig pen. But you know what he did? He got to the right place. Isn't that amazing? He made a decision. He came to himself and he said, listen, I don't belong here. This isn't the right place for me. This is not the right place. You say, preacher, what if I'm at the wrong place because I rebelled? Well, look, according to what God says in the Word of God about Jonah, you know what he ended up doing? He ended up the right place. He ended up doing the right thing. And even when the book of Jonah closes, it seemed like Jonah was still doing it for the wrong reason. Oh, I don't know where it's at, but I believe when we get to heaven, we'll hear the other side. Like Paul Harvey used to say, the other side, how did he say that? The rest of the story, that's it. We'll hear the rest of the story of Jonah, and I'd like to hear yours. Oh, I'll tell you mine, friend. Listen, I'll tell you mine, but you can get to the right place. The right place, friend, is the place of blessing. The right place, bless God, is the best place. Hey, the right place is where you hear the message of God, where you get the Word of God, where you find the miracles of God. The right place is there, and there's a place for you. There, the devil will tell you you've missed it. The devil will tell you that you're done. The devil will tell you you may as well just give up and just do the best you can where you're at. I'm going to tell you, friend, God is the God of grace. In fact, He's the God of all grace. And if we come to Him like Peter went that night, that he found out that he was in the wrong place, weeping with bitter tears, like David said when he realized he was in the wrong place, with a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, the Bible said God will no wise cast thee out. Father, I don't know who I'm talking to, but You do. And in fact, I'm not talking to Him, You are. And I thank You for that. I thank You for using this old clay vessel. May God, the Word that You have given to me, be a blessing to those that are listening. May You be glorified. May You be honored. May lives be changed. May men and women find Your message, find Your blessing, find Your best for them. May they get from the wrong place to the right place. May they do it for the glory of God. May they leave rejoicing. May they do it today. May they do it right now. It's in the name of Your Son, my Savior, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, may God bless you.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.